hears my heart, Lord. Hears my heart, Lord. Hears my heart, Lord. Speak what's true.
Let's all raise our voice and sing.
Hears my heart, Lord. Hears my heart, Lord. Hears my heart, Lord. Speak what's true.
Speak what's true.
For I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed, I am free. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. I can breathe. I am healed. I'm set free. 'Cause you are strong. You are sure. You are life. You endure. 'Cause you are good. Always true. You are.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Elicio, a.k.a. KS, KS the Legend. This is on a Tuesday. We're going to turn up and we're going to talk about some heavy topics that you guys probably did not see in the news. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so we're going to turn up with the homie Tavy. So, wavy in the building. Tavy, you there, sis?
Yes, I'm here. Hey.
Check, check in the building. And, of course, the host that does the most, Marty the Greatest, man. You checking in with us on tonight, bro?
Man, you know I'm here this evening, and I am ready to for another epic show, man. I had so fun last week, and I know we're going to do it again tonight. Are y'all ready, man? I'm ready.
I'm ready. And it's with a heavy heart that I suggest this. I know that we usually don't do this, but with so much negativity going on in the world, I just want to open up with prayer. My pastor lost his sister a couple of hours ago. And, of course, we know that one of the topics tonight is the four-year-old that was left parentless, if that's a word, a four-year-old that was left parentless because his father caught COVID-19 first and passed away, and then 100 days later his mother passed away. So I just want to uplift a prayer for the people that are dealing with tragedies, that are dealing with hopelessness, that are like just don't have the answer to the problems of life, if that makes any sense. If that's okay with Marty, if that's okay with Tavy, I want to open us up with prayer because we did kick the show off with Troy Colbert, Here's My Heart, off of Wreck This Place. And I thought that was a powerful song to just open up and usher in the presence of God. And ultimately, that's what we want people to experience here on Candy Convos.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to open up with prayer. We do got a couple of callers on the line. So, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this Tuesday that we don't even deserve to see, God, but your grace, your love, and your mercy has carried us up until this point. Lord, we know that there are some people that are just dealing with the life, dealing with the burdens of life, God, whether unemployment, whether death, whether tragedy, car accidents, or just going to work 9-to-5 jobs. Lord, we just ask you to just be with us on tonight. Strengthen the Tate family. Strengthen Jesse's family. Strengthen everybody's family, God. Lord, we pray right now that you will strengthen us. You will give us unity. You will teach us what unity actually means in our family, not just in our friends or with people that follow us on social media, but also with our blood family, God, because family is important to you and family should be important to us as well. So, Lord, we just ask for you to have your will. Strengthen the people that are listening on tonight, God, in their hearts, strengthen their minds, and Lord, just give them a peace and let them know that they are in your will and teach them what your will looks like, God. Lord, give us a boldness to continue on with this show, continue to talk about topics that are in the news and that people just misread and scroll past, oh God. And Lord, as we review the music, may you bless the artists as well. May you bless their hearts. May you bless their hands. May you bless their feet, oh God. May you bless their tongues, oh God. And Lord, we just ask for your presence to be felt on this show, on this platform, in this 1 hour time frame, God, that we give you glory through topics and through music, in the mighty, matchless, holy, majestic name of Jesus the Christ, in whom we worship and pray. Amen.
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 Now, Marty, of course, you're in the military. We talked about 30 minutes ago, and you knew that Rance Allen had passed away, and then a week later, Alex Trebek passed away, and we talked about that on the show. But there are a lot of deaths that we don't even know about. So I do want to kick the show off with that. But first and foremost, Marty, how was your Tuesday? How was your Tuesday, November 17th?
Man, my Tuesday was good. I do want to, all my veterans out there, I'm sorry I dropped the ball last Tuesday because Wednesday was Veterans Day. So happy belated Veterans Day for everybody out there. My bad. I know. But as far as my Tuesday, man, my Tuesday was full of work and it was productive. And I was just so happy to just be productive and just be working, and just be grateful. Even though I have plans to be my own boss one day, it's a blessing to have a job in a time where so many people don't have one. So I'm just grateful, man. A grateful Tuesday for me, man.
Amen. And Tavy, how about you? We know that you started your job training today. So how did that go, sis?
Right. No, it actually went good. You know, they helped me. I was like doing the dishes and sweeping the floor, and I had got that done. So, and I got to meet some awesome people there, and I got free food on top of that. I was like, thank you, God. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't have any money, to be honest. So I was like, that's a real big blessing. And on top of that, this morning I was spending time with my dad and my siblings, my two sisters, and we ate breakfast because I had to cook something, you know, waffles or so. And I went on to work afterwards. So that was my day.
Amen. Amen. But I started my brand new job training today, training tomorrow, and then I'm going to be by myself on Friday morning at 4 a.m. So it's grind time, y'all. We're going to put in that work, and we're going to be grateful for the things that God has allowed us to see and allowed us to experience and be grateful for life.
Amen.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Marty, Tavy, are you guys ready to blast off? Because I'm ready to get into these topics on Candy Combos tonight.
Let's go up.
All right, hey, let's get it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Amen, you guys. Well, to everybody that's listening live now from the 417 to the 850 to the 415 and the 337, I have no idea what those area codes are, but we thank you guys for your support and for listening to Candy Combo. The very first topic that we're going to talk about tonight is, of course, the four-year-old that lost both of his parents 100 days after one another due to COVID-19. Marty, have you had a chance to look at this story? Because it is a sad piece of article. It is a sad piece of news.
Well, shoot, man. It's a heavy time. I know before we came on air, we was just talking about Rance Allen and, you know, just so much death to any, you know, impactful people. But, I mean, it's so much death to impactful people that we miss out on stories like this. We lose stories like this. You know, they get lost in the shuffle, and it's like, so I'm glad that this one didn't, and we was able to see this one, because you know, it's hurt going out there to regular people, everyday people like us who have to get up and go to work. And
right.
Man, this kid's going to be without the two pillars of a child's life. A mom and a dad. And you know, this is a tough time, and it's a time where people are playing with life. It's a time where people are being so cavalier with life, is if we're gonna be here today or tomorrow. And it's just like, it's not something to play with, it's something serious. And it takes stories like this to teach us the seriousness. Or when, you know, God's trying to get our attention. And I'm going to just tell you like this, man. I've been taking COVID serious because of what the, you know, my study time and what the Bible told me through my study time. But I'm going to tell you like this. I heard a story that a father of two and he had two daughters, and one was 8 years old, and another one was 8 years old. And he caught COVID, and he's 32 years old, and he died. And guess how old I am? 32. And at the time that he died, I had a 8-month-old, and I have an 8-year-old. Well, she's 9 now, but at the time I had an 8-month-old, and I had an 8-year-old. And it's just like, that could be me. You know, so I just hope we take this more serious, and I pray for that young man. I mean, I pray for that baby, actually. He was a toddler that lost his parents, because, I mean, and I just hope he have a grandmother, a grandfather, a auntie, or uncle that's going to step up and answer the bell, because that's a tough pill to be dealt with at an early age. But we all know that God raised up the ones who we test the most. So I'm looking forward to this kid's future.
Amen. Well, I did dive into the news article. If I'm not mistaken, the father's mother, which is the grandmother, has him. So I'm glad that he's not like in like the foster care system. So I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that he's damaged. We both know that he that the response from grandmother is that they're with the other angels now. That's literally what the article says. So I'm glad that he somewhat has a little bit of faith and he knows where his parents are, or at least looking on the bright side.
Right.
But it is a tragedy to have both of his parents gone like that. I'm hoping that this will be like turn out to be like a millionaire story kind of situation. Like, I don't want to say like a dumpster baby turned millionaire, but something like that. Like he would take this tragedy from his childhood and turn it into something monumental, something historical that people will remember him by, from his testimony and whatever God is going to do through his life. And I'm glad that his grandmother has him. But Tavy, what about you? Like, what are your thoughts on this 4-year-old that lost both of his parents due to COVID?
Well, my thoughts on it is, I know how it is to having one parent being, you know, passing away, but having two, I mean, wow, that's a lot to take in for a child like him at his age. And I'm sure they're probably helping him out, trying to get him therapy or so, because that works too. And I know sometimes he's going to mourn, which is normal, you know. So, but I'm thankful that he has someone to watch over him and be there for him through the ups and the downs, you know, because we all need that once we have lost a loved one, especially both of your parents. And he looks so tough, you know. He looks like he's really handled it pretty good, you know. Like you see him laughing and smiling, and that's how you want them to be, you know, throughout those times. And that's how it feels like that.
It's also good.
Right.
It's also good that he's with someone who's gonna help keep that memory of them alive. You know?
Exactly.
Right.
Teach him about, you know, where he comes from. So someone who knows them now is a grandmother. So hopefully you do have other family as well. But this that grandmother something to hold on to stay on this side of the earth. But yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean, I was telling a person the other day, you know, who they were just, you know, basically downplaying COVID. And I told them, I said, look, I know 7 people who have came down with COVID. 4 of them, thankfully, have recovered. But 1 of them still having problems with it. And I said, I'm especially thankful because 1 of them was my older brother. And we didn't know whether he was going to live or not. But I had friend Daddy who we prayed as a family on a conference call, and you know, and my dad said it's done. God said it was done. It was, but the fact that is 3 of those 7 people are gone. I mean, I wasn't super close to them, but every time I see one of their relatives, I don't have to think how they doing because they gone. So I implore you, if you're not wearing a mask, you're not social distancing, if you're not, look, do it, please, because this is serious.
Amen. Amen to that. You guys are going to get into our first music break of the night. It is a brand new song from the homie Deke and Daz. Rapzilla picked it up. They uploaded it on Friday. It was brand new to me. It was brand new to you guys. This song is titled Grateful. And you guys, I'm grateful for life. Marty, I know you're grateful for life. We know that the 4-year-old is grateful for life. We know that the listener that is listening live right now is grateful for life, despite what is going on in our world. And Tavy, so wavy, is grateful for life as well. So
that's
we're going to take our first music break of the night. You guys, here is Deacon Dash featuring Scott Sims, the Cincinnati's best kept secret. Here is Grateful right here on K candid convo. Keep it locked, you guys. We got more topics and more music coming up next. Check it out.
Lord, I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. Yes, I'm grateful. Yes, I'm grateful. I was blind, but now I see. Who the sun says free and free indeed. You saved a wretch like me. And I'm grateful. And I'm grateful.
If I had 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to sing the praises of your greatness and the grace of your redeeming love that flow from your streaming blood. Who is man that you would think of us? And who am I that you would think of me? With all of my heathenness, greed and lust, trust, I know what evil does. The devious, corrupt, is tedious. But even in our disobedience, you breathed on us. See me, I'm dust. And he is just the savior that cleaned me up. Faith was the main ingredients. I call it spade a spade. As for Demetrius, I was chasing my own goals, just like the FIFA Cup. The card they gave, I played, had to be adjust. Cause I was wilding like the deuces, I ain't see the flush. Was with the diamond queen, trying to be the king of clubs. But now I set my mind on things above.
But I'm grateful for everything you've done for me.
Let the whole earth sing like the birds early. For the first king and the last, every knee shall bow, curtsy. From the clergy and the church servant to the person who never heard of your workings, it's hard to perceive. But your love is sweeter than Hershey. We call you Abba cause you the father, no worry. Plus, it's no worries cause you hold the purse strings. I'll wait for you, it's no hurry. Cause I was hungry and thirsty when you filled me up. Now I'm in the catbird seat. You had to build me up. Cause I ain't know what living was. And to the world I had to give it up. Cold turkey, your words searched me, purged me. My soul was hurting, I was so dirty. But you showed mercy.
Lord, I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. Yes, I'm grateful. Yes, I'm grateful.
Before I ask for anything, I just thank you for what you've already given. For the gift of grace and the grace to be living. For family, faith, and for forgiveness. For peace, hope, and love. If you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. See, God demonstrates his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
All right, Candy Convo fam, you guys, that was Deacon Dad featuring Cincinnati's Best Kept Secret, a.k.a. Scott Sims. We're grateful, and we want to thank Overcomer Apparel for sponsoring today's show. I do want to give a big shout-out to Miss Tanika Jenkins that is calling in from Pensacola, Florida. Checking in with us on tonight. Marty the Greatest, man. What you think about that Grateful track, bro?
Scott Sims is, you put me on Scott Sims, man. He has a timeless voice. And you hear the spirit in his voice. So I love it, man. I didn't even know when he came out with that one, but I love him. I love him as an artist. So I love him.
Amen. And Tavy, what do you think about the song called Grateful, sis?
I love the song. I never heard it before. It's my first time. And you know, I was like bobbing to him. I was like, okay. And, you know, that's my bro, Scott Sims, you know. All right, shout out to him and everybody else who just out there just still doing their thing.
Man, I'm still waiting on Deacon Dad to drop the other video that I was in with V Rose, but plug, plug. So I can't wait for him to drop that one whenever he dropped it. But Grateful dropped on Friday. Rapzilla uploaded it, and I was like, what? So I'm excited for my homie Deacon Dad and Scott Sims. I have not played that on the KS Radio show, so Candy Combo fam, you guys are in for a treat because you guys got the exclusive on tonight. But our next topic at hand is of course since we kicked the show off with an unfortunate event, death. Let's talk about something positive that came from a death. I got a chance to look at this article about Chadwick Boseman being a part of the brand new Spider-Man Miles Morales video game. And I thought that was thought it was dope for the game designer to actually put Chadwick in there to pay homage to him, because a lot of us we want to make sure that Kobe's legacy lives on. We want to make sure that we honor Chadwick in some form or some fashion, along with honoring our family members that has passed this year or last year or whenever they passed away. So I thought that was pretty dope to use that platform as a game to actually honor Chadwick Boseman's life in the video game. Not only that, but actually McCray has a verse in the trailer, if you guys didn't know that. You guys definitely need to check out the Spider-Man Miles Morales brand new game on the PS5. And Marty, I got to get your take on this. What are your thoughts about the game designer adding Chadwick Boseman into the game?
This was genius. And I'm not saying genius from a business standpoint. I'm saying this is genius from, building us up as a people. Because the best way to, if you want, the person say, if you want to hide something, put it in a book. And so I guess the opposite saying would be, if you want somebody to learn something, put it in the game these days. So, I think people need to learn about Chadwick Boseman, and people, of course, need to learn about, Black Panther. We live in history. You know, we lived history when Black Panther came out. That's the first. That's the first maximum gross of all black cast superhero movie, you name it. It was, it broke all type of records. So I think it's a great idea, but it's also a great idea so this man won't be forgotten, and these kids that actually learn the importance of what that man did. Because some of us take the stuff for granted. But look, man, it's a lot of people who have fought and scratched clawed to where we at right now. And Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, that is leading the way as well. That has helped us out as well.
Marty, I'm going to just piggyback off of what you said. That Wakanda Forever thing, the little sign with the hands and with the shoulders, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Forget a handshake.
Yeah.
Forget a high five in public.
Yeah.
Give me a Wakanda Forever. You bump into me at the grocery store, give me a Wakanda Forever. For real. I have bumped into people at the grocery store and gave them a Wakanda Forever. Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm crazy like that, and I enjoyed the movie that much. But, Tavy, what is your thoughts about this Chadwick Boseman tribute being in the video game Spider-Man Miles Morales?
Well, I've seen it. It was amazing. And I think it's like a great thing to keep his legend alive, to keep this man there as if he's still there, just remember everything he has done while he was alive. And to see him in the video game, I mean, it's very surprising to me. I didn't think anybody would think of that, but you just never know what a person is going to do for another person who was, you know, I mean, was really doing a great job in Black Panther. And I know some people probably didn't agree with certain things, but I love the movie. I don't care what anybody else thinks. And, I just love the fact that a lot of people showed him so much love when he was alive, you know. And even now that he's gone, they're still, they're just pushing it further and further to where it's expanding into something, bigger than us. Like okay. It's amazing.
Agreed.
I believe the tribute was very creative. Don't get me wrong, we see our favorite Christian rappers posters in like a Netflix series, but we have never seen somebody that we looked up to being paid homage in a video game. And we know we're adults now, I get it. We don't play video games that much, but our children or our nieces and nephews will. And that, in my opinion, from the game designer's creativity to put Chadwick Boseman, make it a tribute into the video game, I thought that was very creative to keep his legacy alive and to also let the younger people know who he is. Because I'm pretty sure if a 7-year-old who didn't see Black Panther, they see this guy in this brand new game, and they're like, why is his poster so big while I'm playing this game? And then they may ask their uncle or their mom or their dad, who's this guy? And then that gives them a chance to open up and break down who Chadwick Boseman actually is and was. So I thought they were very creative, and I'm glad that the game designers team, they didn't give him any a hard time, I don't think this is a great idea, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
They all agreed, they all put it in the game, and now the game is for sale for the brand new PS5. I'm just saying, that was very creative.
I'm
going to
check that out.
On it. I read the whole article, so I know all the facts. So, yeah. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know how that plays out, when they watch the game, what happened is, my daughter, she'll watch a game, or she'll know about a person like Denzel Washington, then she'll see him in something else. She'll be like, hey, that's the guy off the, That's normally how it happens. That's why I think it's so awesome, because they probably not, when they see him in the game, they're not going to put it together. But if you just at Thanksgiving or you just watching Black Panther one night, they're going to put it all together and it brings up the situation, like you said, where you could talk about it and be able to, encourage them and tell them about what that man has done for, Black culture.
Amen. Amen to that. Not only did Chadwick have a battle with cancer, but also Alex Trebek had a battle with cancer, and he continued to be the host of Jeopardy up until his last showing.
Yep.
That is amazing. So I just want to encourage you guys that are listening or that will listen to the rebroadcast, that no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what disease you may have or what setback you may think you might have, get on your grind, because there are still people that are inspired by your story and your work ethic. And you never know what God is going to do through your life. So don't let that disease, let that sickness, don't let that setback, don't let that distraction hold you back. Get out there and do what God has called you to do. Find your passion and go after it, and go hard after it at that. Amen.
Please do.
Amen.
So, Marty, Tavy, we all know about work, right? Because you be on your grind, Marty.
Right.
I be on my grind because I'm KS the Legend.
All day.
And Tavy, you got so many fans in other countries, I can't even tell you how many it is. So you be on your grind and
right.
on your work ethic as well. So I got this song from 2013. Yep, from 2013. From the homie D1. Shout out to St. Louis and New Orleans.
Okay.
You guys, this is a song that you cannot find on Spotify. You can only find it on YouTube. So shout out to the homie D1. This is called Work, featuring Lecrae, right here on Candy Combos. Shout out to the homie D1, you guys. Let's get it.
aye. Let's go, dog.
You know what it is?
They want in the club.
Look, I put in 50 applications. Still can't get no work. But homie on the boulevard, he said he got that
work.
And shorty said, come over, talking about she got that
work.
Man, I'm thinking about it, but that ain't gon'
work.
Hard times make the clock tick
slow.
No money in my sister, so they just can get
low.
Put poison in my cup, and yep, I probably sip
slow.
Guess that's the way it is since I've been working till.
Man, this ain't even about the money, cause I ain't never had nothing. But they don't want to see me win just simply cause of how I'm coming.
I'm D1,
that mission, vision, marching, fire, spitting, starting, lifting up New Orleans, ripping up your cipher from the Oval Office, presidential flow, I'm talking,
yeah.
I got that good,
landslide victory, cause
yeah,
I got the hood.
And having faith is beautiful, but faith without works is dead. Call a preacher, book the funeral.
Homie, spin that bin. See my hood for what it is.
Oh, you got in? Spin that bin. Feed them dirty ghetto kids.
They had a gun to see their head, but I heard they let him live. Why?
Cause do remember that I used to teach his kids. All work, no play, that's scary. But yo, all play, no work, that's deadly. Before I leave, I got to ask a question. If you got God on your side, why you stressing?
Just work.
Look, I put in 50 applications, still can't get no
work.
But homie on the boulevard, he said he got that
work.
And shorty said, come over, talking about she got that
work.
Man, I'm thinking about it, but that ain't gon'
work.
Hard times make the clock tick
slow.
No money in my sister, so they just can get
low.
Put poison in my cup, and yep, I probably sip
slow.
Guess that's the way it is since I've been working till 4.
If my lyrics too much, got it 2 times too much. And if I fail twice, well,
that's 2 times too much.
Cause every time I fail, you know I only fail God. And though we still accept you, boy, I'm out here working hard.
Let's go.
Spiritually, I
did that.
Mentally, I
feel that.
Physically, it's coming, and I know where I'ma end it. Please, let's not pretend that. You know how to end that. Psycho in your life that got you worried where your ends at. I go where my ends at. I be dying daily. Daily.
The old me's dead. The new me pretty crazy.
Crazy.
Religious folk confuse me.
We on the same team.
But I relate to Buddy on the corner smoking green. So I be out there working with
him. Hey, I'm just trying to build.
But people want to tear me down and tell me how to live. Man, I'm working. And listen, I ain't got no time for haters. This game of life is hard and I don't love her. I'm a player.
Look,
I put in 50 applications. Still can't get no
work.
But homie on the boulevard, he said he got that
work.
And shorty said, come over, talking about she got that
work.
Man, I'm thinking about it, but that ain't gon'
work.
Hard times make the clock tick
slow.
No money in my sister, so they just can get
low.
Put poison in my cup, and yep, I probably sip
slow.
Guess that's the way it is since I've been working till 4.
I seen a rich man cry. I asked that rich man why. He told a rich man lie, cause he had rich man pride. Hopped in his rich man ride, went on a rich man trip. But when that rich man died,
his pole soul wasn't missed. And no, he died with a lot. That rich man still died. Ain't no escaping death. You know the cost of living is high. He loved something to show. Now he got nothing to show for the life that he was given.
But a crib and a boat, a typical soap. Rick Cray, what you think about a homie?
Lonely. He gained the world, but he still lost his soul, D.
Only one life to live, but it's over.
Even if you die in owner, your possessions might still own you.
Hold up, I hope you know you got a purpose and a mission. Homie didn't, so I'm giving you this wisdom so that you don't end up with him.
This is like vegan, blind, paralyzed with no taste. Can't smell the roses, they hear what we saying. We ain't playing, bro, we work.
I want to preach to you today on the subject, put your passion in its place. In Revelation chapter 2, there is a challenge to passion. And I think it's good every once in a while to challenge your passion level in contrast to the passion that you had. Do you still have passion? No matter what position you're in, passion matters. And if you can't do it with passion in a small place, why in the world would God promote you to a bigger one? Passion is proven by perseverance. You haven't even found your passion until you've passed your feelings. And I'm concerned about this because we've convoluted it. We've taught people that if you don't feel it, you don't have to do it. But if you have real passion, you'll do it when you're up, do it when you're down, do it when they hate you, do it when they love you. I got passion. He said, you've abandoned your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. I love God because he doesn't say that we should regret where we are. He says we should remember where we were and get your eyes back to the hills. You don't pray to get it back. You practice. Do the things you did at first. I don't feel grateful anymore. Be grateful. I don't feel excited anymore. Be excited. I don't feel love anymore. Be loving. If you will find your purpose, you will recover your passion. I think the worst advice that we could give a young person is to follow your passion. That might sound exciting, but it's self-destructive. You don't follow your passion. If you follow your passion, you're going to get your passion confused with your feelings. And the first time the wind blows real good, your flame will go out. Don't follow your passion, because sometimes you can't tell your passion apart from your preference. Follow your purpose. Remember the reason God saved you. Get your lampstand back. Every candle needs a stand. The passion is the flame, and the purpose is the stand. Put your passion on your purpose.
Amen.
Amen, you guys. Amen. Amen. I'm feeling that work, yes. Track, man. D1 about to make me rap, bro.
Off the call. It's off the call. Great team, will you come? Mm-hmm.
He was going hard on that one.
He was going hard. Listen, really, listen, you guys, when I set up the KS Radio Show and the Candy Convo Show, and, like, I'm listening to Spotify in, like, my spare time, I was like, where is the rest of his music? Because he only has, like, 2 albums on Spotify, and I was like, where's the rest of it? Like, I've been listening to D1 since 2013 because he came here in Cincinnati. I was like, where is that project at? And then, like, I went on YouTube and I found it, and I was like, why isn't that on Spotify? So I was like, okay, but this is what I'm going to do. So I put work in queue. Again, it will never be on the KS Radio Show. So, Candy Convo fam, you guys were in for a treat. And hopefully that you guys enjoyed it. So there you go. E1 New Orleans featuring the homie Cray. With work.
Got that whole album on, too. That whole album that with the work song. I got that on my phone.
Oh, I still got the CD scratched up and everything.
Got to rip in it.
Yeah. I'm a real fan of D1. But you guys, we're gonna talk about the next topic, which is the gunman from Detroit that was letting off shot inside of an occupied house. Literally, people were walking and crawling down the front steps as he was shooting at the front door. Crazy. Listen. I'm 30 years old. Crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. Forget COVID-19, that's another story. But I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. Crazy. Hey, what are your thoughts about this gun?
Look, that's scary. And for him to be doing something like that, like, what is the reason for you to be shooting up a building? Like, really? Like, come on now. It can't be that serious for you to just shoot something. No, I know he wasn't. I don't know if he was targeting something or what. Or if he just thought that, oh, well, I just feel like I'm just going to shoot this place up, see how many people I can kill. Like, I don't know. I don't know how they do that. The mindset is just all messed up right now. It's already bad enough we have people shooting up movie theaters or so, you know.
Right. Ballparks and everything. They getting a little out of control, y'all. I mean, I'm bold in my face, but I ain't bold like that. I'm scared of the police. I'm scared of the police already. So I'm not going to shoot up nothing. Only thing I'm shooting up is something with a BB gun, and that's all I'm shooting up. I ain't shooting up nothing else. So, Marty, what are your thoughts about this gunman in broad daylight in this black hoodie that shot up this house with people inside of it?
I'm still following the story. I'm still trying to figure out the when, the what, and the why. I know when they have stories like this, is rarely that they come to the why. But I gotta know. Ain't no, I mean, what happened, bro?
Me too.
Just like right. he went just like, I mean, finger on the trigger, and I'm not letting it go. I don't care who say what. And, I mean, it's just a sad situation. I mean, I have to, like, what happened to make you, he looked like, I mean, because when you do that, you throwing your life away. And
right. The
way his demeanor, the way he was shooting, it was like that was already contemplated. So that's out the way. I don't have to even think about that decision. It's about shooting now. And I just don't understand how you get to that point. And, I mean, one can understand it. But it's one of those things, like, I need to know how to wrap my mind around it, because I'm from New Orleans. And we have been the murder capital at least 3 times since I've been alive. But I still haven't seen anything like that. That, I mean, if he just did that, just to do it, I'm telling people, demons are real. All right?
Yeah.
So, because if they don't even, like, if that was just a random house and they didn't know him, there was no motive, bruh, that you're looking at demons. You're looking at the work of demons. That was crazy.
That is
absolutely crazy. Again, I don't know if it's like a bitter baby daddy situation. I don't know if it was a bitter baby mama situation. Could have been a man or a woman underneath that hoodie. I don't know. All I know is that it was broad daylight. They had on a black hoodie, and they were shooting at the front door as people was coming out of the front door. Broad daylight.
Oh, wow.
The video was like 37 seconds long. No lie, in Detroit, I would never forget it. And that's why we're talking about it tonight, because people are bold. Despite COVID-19, despite people driving without seatbelts, despite all that stuff, this is another level of boldness. And I just have never seen anything like that in my life.
I don't got courage like that at all. Especially when it comes with...
Not at all. Even with the whole thing on my side, I ain't got that kind of boldness.
Nobody's fair.
I mean, somebody can bump and pump into me and push me, and the cop is right there. I'm like, have a good day, and walk off.
Yes,
crazy.
I ain't trying to be done with it.
Yeah, me neither. All right, you guys. How about we lighten the mood a little bit and talk about this $100 bill challenge from this father to his daughter. Mark, did you see this video? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I
seen the
video. What are your thoughts?
I seen the video and you shared it. I already seen it previously. Then you shared it with me and I had forgot about it. So I looked at it again and I was just like, that's what it's about being a dad. That's what it's about being a dad. You live to outsmart your children. You live to mess with them. Like, I mean, you're going to break your back for them for the rest of their lives. Not even when they are older, you're going to continue to break your back for them. So it's just a little fun, little joy where you get to, you know, frustrate them or make them look crazy or make them, you know, it's those times. It makes life a lot better. So As a dad, I was like, yeah. And if y'all don't know what we're talking about, this woman, I guess she was a teenager. What you think? She was a teenager? I'm guessing, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, she's a teen.
Yeah, okay, so she's a teenager, and she has a bottle on a $100 bill. And she told her dad, I bet you can't get this $100 from under the bottle without knocking it down. If you do, you get to keep that $100. And her dad said, I can't do that because the bottle is glued to the $100. And she looked at him crazy. Then she said, no, it's not. Then she that you raise up the bottle and you snatch the $100 bill. Boom, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Just hilarious, right, baby?
Yes, it was. I see how she did that, though, because she licked her hand real quick. And she's like, bah! Got it out of there. Okay. That's smart. I ain't never knew you could do that. I want to try that one day.
Hey,
bro.
Hey,
the fatherly action had me weak. He was like, oh.
He was like,
couldn't believe it had happened. Yeah, he couldn't believe it had happened. He wanted a redo. He wanted a redo because he couldn't believe it had happened that fast.
Yeah, he caught
himself
by surprise. Like, he knew he had the plan. That was the plan. But
the daughter just amazed the whole audience, and she snatched the $100 bill from underneath the quarter without knocking the bottle down or nothing. And the father
thought she had him.
He was in shock because he didn't think that she was going to do it. It was crazy.
I don't ever think you got your dad. you gotta wake up 2 hours early, 3 years early, and four days early to get one over on a day. Dad's
crazy.
Power.
It brought tears to my eyes because I laughed hysterically. I couldn't stop laughing.
I'm trying to think when if I ever got my daughter that good, because you know she's 9 years old now, so she's testing her smartness, but can't think of one off the top of the head. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful for all us dads out there. Beautiful.
Amen. Well, we are going to continue on with the next topic at hand. You guys, did you see the video that I sent you guys about the little boy playing with the shovel?
I didn't see that one yet. I didn't see that one.
Okay. Okay, so there's a little boy, literally about a week ago. Outside. Now, mm-hmm. We all know that if you played outside, then you know about this game. So this little boy,
uh-huh.
He stepped on the shovel where the digging part is. And the stick to the shovel whacked him in the head. Oh my God!
Of course,
you guys, I'm gonna try to get through this topic without laughing because I could just picture it. Because I put it on my page and like 45 people like shared it and liked it. And every time I get the notification, I just laugh all over again. You guys definitely have to see it. The stick whacked him like 4 different times. And the commentator on the video, it just makes it class.
Right.
It makes it a classic video. You guys definitely got to check it out.
Oh, wow.
And like, I don't think he cried or anything, but you would think after the first whack, you will learn your lesson. Because it takes me one time to stub my toe against my bed frame, and I'm done. And I know that if... I know that if I get whacked in the head by a shovel or by a rake, I'm done. I'm throwing the rake away. I'm throwing the shovel away. It is absolutely hilarious. And the commentator doesn't make it any better. The commentator makes it even funnier because he's commentating about the shovel and the little boy. Oh my God. Anyway, Tavia, if you haven't seen the video, Candy Combo fam, if you haven't seen the video, definitely check out the video about this shovel and this little boy. Man, I want to know how many bruises he got on his head, because it hit him at least 3 times. No lie.
I want to know, too. I'm going to look this up.
What was the parent? I mean, I don't know.
That's
where...
what I was asking.
How you even get hit in the head that much with a shovel before your mom stepped in and said, boy, just stop moving. Stop. Dog, that was a lot.
It is.
You know what, though?
Cliff.
You know what? This is a little bit off topic. Not a little bit off topic, but we didn't discuss this. Throw a little wrench in the plan. Speaking of not listening or parents not being around, there was this story. I forgot to send it to y'all, but there was this story where this boy had to go to the hospital because he ate 27 magnets.
Say what?
He had to be rushed to the emergency room because he ate 27 magnets. Magnets.
What?
Like stuff that metal stick to.
Oh my God.
So I'm saying to myself, what was the parent?
Exactly.
27 magnets. Anything?
Wow.
Ring a bell. I mean, crazy.
27 magnets.
Oh my God.
Of magnets.
That's
how
horrible.
Did he swallow them?
How? I read the story and I had to stop because I got so overwhelmed and so frustrated at the same time where I was just like, I can't do it. 27 magnets. Mm-hmm.
27 magnets. Okay. First of all, this is kind of be funny, but not funny. But what race was he?
Oh, I mean, let's play a game of guess what race it is.
I think he was a young white boy, Caucasian.
Baby?
That's my guess.
Baby?
Black.
Asian. Baby, you are right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one? No, of course it was a white kid. Come on.
Oh, my God. You know what?
A black kid would have got a whipping at the ER. Come on.
If they catch him.
A black mother would have hit the kid so hard in the stomach, all the magnets up. They wouldn't have need, it wouldn't have been no need to go to the hospital. Come on. Y'all got me sounding like Joe Biden. Come on, man. Malarkey.
There we go. There we go. But, yeah, he had to be a Caucasian boy because only white people do crazy stuff like that. Let dogs look him in the mouth and stuff. Only white people do crazy stuff like that.
Man.
Going snowboarding down the avalanche. Only white people do stuff like that. You don't see no black people doing all stuff like that. Oh, my gosh.
Again,
never know.
The and then, on the top of that, after I seen that story, it was like I was driving to Walmart, and as I went, I turned to go into Walmart, I see this kid hanging out the window talking to their mother. And I was so flabbergasted by it that I'm looking in my rearview mirror, I'm looking in the side mirror, just thinking, okay, maybe it's just a bad kid. Maybe they're gonna get out the door and make them get back inside. They went to drive off, and the kid only got in the window a little bit. And the kid's riding out the window like a dog, a full-on canine. And I'm just shaking my head like, first the 27 magnets, and now this.
He had to be white. He had to be Caucasian.
It was a girl.
A girl, even worse.
Yeah, girl.
I thought girls were supposed to be more mature than boys, or they mature faster than boys. Even worse. What the
look,
heck?
Look, man. Kids don't do what parents allow them to do. Simple
right.
fact, matter, end of story. I don't look. Ain't nobody saying beat your kids. Ain't nobody saying be overly aggressive to them. Ain't nobody saying don't listen to them, but don't let them. I mean, watch your kid. Don't let them eat 27 magnets. A magnet.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I say the word. Don't let them eat 27 magnets. And don't.
Yeah, you gotta
out the window.
First off, you put it up. Yeah, you should not have stuff like that around, especially for a kid that's gonna eat stuff or put stuff in his mouth.
How long y'all think you gonna only eat 27 magnets?
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot. That's a whole lot of time. That's a whole lot of quality.
It says in the article 45 minutes, but the mother told him I only left him throughout alone for like 5 minutes.
Lying. She's lying.
5 minutes.
She said that 5 minutes, but she took a 40-minute nap because she was tired after working. Yeah, that's what happened. I know that's why, because that's what Christiana did. Like, oh, I told him, Tristan. Listen,
oh,
Marty, I showed up at the house on Friday or Saturday, whatever day it was, and Tristan, being the 3-year-old that he is, the very personality that he is, this boy is in the bathroom, gasoline in the bowl with the water.
Oh.
Talking about, Daddy, I'm making medicine. There's water all over the counter,
oh,
and his mama's in the other room. And I'm like, Christiana, what are you doing? What are you doing? Our son is making a mess in your parents' bathroom. I don't want your parents to come home. I get it. They're Holy Ghost sealed and all that, but they're parents at the same time. I don't live here, so I don't want them yelling at me. So, Tristan, you need to clean this up. And Christiana was like, oh, he's a boy. Just let him play.
No,
because both of y'all going to be homeless in your parents' house. No.
I was a boy.
So,
I never played in the toilet.
Oh, no.
I never played in the toilet.
45 minutes is a long. 10 minutes is too
long
to be left alone by with a child by itself. Because you don't know what they can get into.
Skittles is in the bag.
Right.
How many Skittles is in one bag? I don't even think that's 27 Skittles in a bag. He ate
Daddy,
27
medicine. Yeah. Crazy.
Ooh,
he's crazy. I'm speechless tonight. We gotta take a music break or something, commercial break or something. You guys, we're gonna be back with more topics, and we got this brand new Lecrae song called "Rich and Famous" featuring the homie What Up RG and Tyler Brazel. You guys keep it locked, and we got some Meek Heroes in queue, so keep it locked. Here is "Rich and Famous" by Lecrae featuring What Up RG and Tyler Brazel. Check it out.
Yeah, hey, coast to coast. Now these people know my name. Hit new lows. The higher you go, the more empty space. Fill the holes with drugs, try to medicate the pain. It's a cold world. So I went and iced out my chain. Hey, lifestyles of the rich and famous. Yeah, up so high, living dangerous. Yeah, everybody wanna be rich and famous. Seem like the love gone when you nameless. Popping pills, copping pills, chasing thrills. Chase the fame, go insane, lost my zeal. 100 grand on my neck, 100 miles on my dash. Couple limbs on my check, feeling my life gon' crash. Trying to take off, feeling my wings gon' break off. Hoping this chase gon' pay off, so I'll never take no days off. All these people saying that they feeling my record. But I've been drinking liquor as an antidepressant. Yeah, yeah, I don't wanna lose control. I don't wanna lose my soul. I mean it, the truth be told. I feel like I'm losing hope. Counting all this money, but I'm feeling like I'm lacking. She can't make me happy, she a beautiful distraction. Yeah, rich and famous, can you blame us? We came from the ground up. Sell my pain for entertainment till the money pile up. Sell my soul to sell a song. Buy a bunch of stuff I can't take when I'm gone. Coast to coast, now these people know my name. Hit new lows, the higher you go, the more empty space. Fill the holes with drugs, try to medicate the pain. It's a cold world, so I went and iced out my chain. Ay. Lifestyles of the rich and famous, yeah. Up so high, living dangerous, yeah. Everybody wanna be rich and famous. Seem like the love gone when you nameless. 20, 40, 60, 80, ooh, I love to count it. If it's meant to be, then it'll be, and I don't doubt it. Family, the only thing I need to keep me balanced. We cannot discuss. You're not one of us. Don't know who to trust. Double tent to trust. Still in the cut. Keep the chain tucked. No one's down for you till they see you going up. But who gon' ride for me? Keep me company. Feel like purple rain. All the fame. It was never meant to cause you pain. Tryna find another way. It's all the same. You my remedy, you my Novocaine. Coast to coast, now these people know my name. Hit new lows, the higher you go, the more empty space. Fill the holes with drugs, try to medicate the pain. It's a cold world, so I went and iced out my chain. Ay. Lifestyles of the rich and famous, yeah. Up so high, living dangerous, yeah. Everybody Everybody wanna be rich and famous. Seem like the love gone when you nameless.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intersect. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
All right, guys, coming up next, here is Meek Heroes, Stay Meek. Check it out.
When they try to set your face,
I'ma stay mean.
When they get up in your face,
I'ma stay mean.
Put them in a place,
no, I'm staying mean.
When that persecution comes,
I'ma stay mean. Stay mean.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Stay mean.
For the King, let the testimony sing.
Stay mean.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Stay mean.
For the King, let the testimony sing. Trust. They don't want no smoke. Even Snoop with iron lungs would choke. No need to gloat. Or pretend I'm still drowning in sin. Fell off the boat. But Jesus stood on the water and float. Riding waves, not even days ahead to walk the same. I'm paid watching from the ocean flow. But Jesus put me on the show. In my demise, I had to realize my dreams felt like selfish ambition. And try to see my vision through it all. It's like trying to describe Roy G. Biv, the great Charles. What?
No matter what they're doing, just stay focused and cry. So when they persecute, you know it's alright. Jesus made it clear that they hate him. To be a witness to eternal life. What they doing, just stay focused and cry. So when they persecute, you know it's alright.
Stay me. Stay me.
When they try to set your face,
I'ma stay mean.
When they get up in your face,
I'ma stay mean.
But you put them in a place,
no, I'm staying mean.
When that persecution comes,
I'ma stay mean. Stay mean.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Stay mean.
For the King, let the testimony sing.
Stay mean.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Stay mean.
For the King, let the testimony sing.
My selfishness is good for the selfishness. And it fights these iron fists. I can't resist the urge to fight, not pacifist. I need to learn to pacifist. I'm an activist. I speak for the one who created this. He called me to love and he called me to preach. He calls me to see the more important than me. So hard to strive to defend as we fight to the end. No matter the cost, the point will be proven. We stand for ourselves to the kids. If we're losing, we gotta survive. I don't know why. So what do they see? The love of the Savior or just you and me? See, we need to die and point them to Christ.
No matter what they're doing, just stay focused.
When they try to set your face,
I'ma stay mean.
When they
to the prophet.
Say green.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Say green.
For the King, let your testimony sing.
Say green.
For the Lord, he the one we living for.
Alright, you guys, like Tavy So Wavy said, there was the homie Meek Heroes with Stay Meek. It was the best 99 cent I have ever spent on that exclusive song. That song ain't even out yet, but they gave it to me and I paid for it, so there you go. Marty, man, what you think about that Stay Meek track, bro?
Man, that mug was live. It sounded live, it was live, it gets your amped. That's something you go hard on. Yeah, man. But I just wanted to tell everybody who's listening tonight, you know, look, we forgot to give our disclaimer earlier in the show. But y'all know if you've been listening to this show for the last month or so, you know that, and if you've seen our background, you know we say that some conversations may make you clutch your pearls. Then other conversations may make you want to give your life to God if you are a non-believer. So, I mean, we make jokes on this show, and we make jokes, and it's nothing but jokes. And so hopefully nobody found the joke that we made about, you know, white people offensive, because the story that we talked about where the guy was busting, you know, in the house, guess what race he was? Black.
Black.
So, yeah, he was definitely black. Mm. So, I mean, you know, we love all people. We have to, because we are disciples. So that's what God called us for. And not have to, but we want to.
Mm.
But once again, it's jokes. We have fun on this show. So we hope we made you smile. We hope we made you laugh. And we're going to continue to be ignorant. All right.
Amen.
That's right.
Baby, what you think about the Stay Meek track by the homies Meek Heroes?
All the way, Liddy. That's all I know. Like, fire emojis. Just, that's how I feel about it. Okay? Because I can jam to that. I could just be bobbing to it and be like, yeah, okay, Stay Meek. All right.
Yeah. For the Lord, we going to Stay Meek. Man, I love that track, you guys. Man, to be honest, after I spent the money on Bandcamp, I was not expecting that from the homies. Now, I will say this, Meek Heroes, they go hard. Shout out to CHH doing their thing, man. And I can't wait to see what else they come out with next. And you guys know I'm KS the supporter, so I had to support the homies. He sent me the Bandcamp link. I paid $1 for it for something exclusive that's not online yet. So I'm glad I had a chance to support them. And I think Stay Meek will be on the KS Radio Show on Friday and then again on Saturday. So, yeah, plug, because I haven't even put out the playlist for Saturday yet. So you guys that's listening now, Marty, Tavy, and the 312 area code, you guys just heard it first. Saturday at 12 o'clock, Stay Meek from the homies Meek Heroes will be on the KS Radio Show as I interview the homie IC Third from Washington State, I believe.
Wow.
But that's this Saturday coming up. We're focusing right now. The last topic we are going to talk about is about this Lamborghini that made a kidney transplant delivery.
Mm.
Now, of course, when you think about transplanting body parts and organs, you think about a helicopter. Right?
Yeah.
Not a Lamborghini. I'm just saying. now, don't get me wrong. I know Lamborghinis is fast. Look, Marty. My blood is boiling just talking about Lamborghini.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I saw the article, I was like, what? Because there are in certain countries overseas that the police officers choose to use Lamborghinis as cop cars. Now, you don't see that in California. You don't see that in Nevada, nothing like that. We like to use Chargers and Challengers here in the States.
Yeah.
But across the
seas,
they use Lamborghinis. In Brazil, they use Lamborghinis. in other countries they use Lamborghinis. Anyway, instead of chasing out criminals, this Lamborghini in particular made a 300-mile kidney delivery. And I thought that that was phenomenal because you don't hear about that that often. I've never heard of it. Baby, have you ever heard of a car making a body organ delivery or any kind of delivery? Let alone Lamborghini.
That's the first time. Yeah, that's the first time I heard somebody doing it in a Lamborghini, and it's a police. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of strange. I was like, wow, okay, that's a little different. But I said, hey, if it's going to get it there fast enough, then why wouldn't you? I would take that job, too, and do the same thing. But at the same time, I'd be like, whoa, yeah. But, yeah.
Now, just me and my criminal mindset, I want to know if the police had his flashes on in the fast lane doing about 180, 200. I just want to know.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'm pretty sure he did. I mean, on the light side of things, I was like, oh, that's sweet. That's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for that officer who did. On the other side, I was like, some people just have all the fun. Just have all the fun. And leave us none of us. None, no fun for us. Just no room for fun for us. And I am jealous. And I'm okay to be jealous. I'm going to be jealous. And I'm going to be the green eye monster because that person shouldn't get all that fun. A Lamborghini for a police car? Now, here's the thing, though. I do have an observation because I was thinking to myself, but would you want a Lamborghini for a police car? That's the question. Tavy, would you want a Lamborghini for a police car? Like, for real. All the heavy-duty stuff you got to do, maybe, you know, car chase. Now, it's good for a car chase, but sometimes when you have a Lamborghini, I mean, or when you're in a car chase, you got to get rough and tough. And the Lamborghini is built for speed, not for, you know, toughness. So would you really want a Lamborghini for a police car?
I would, just in case somebody trying to, you know, shoot at me or something. I was like, phew, you know what I'm saying? I'd be gone. Like, the heck? Like, they would not be able to catch me. Like, seriously. I've been shot at them and gone just that fast.
You're supposed to people, Tavy. You're supposed to catch them.
You should never let me have these shootouts, yo. I'm not trying to get killed. Hold on. I'm going to shoot you. I'm coming back around, though.
I'll try to make around. Like, I got it. Tavy, like, I got it. Drop off. And people like, hey.
I'm trying to say it.
That's crazy. You're like, yeah, I want a Lamborghini, but I just don't think it's like, even if you help with people, you know what I'm saying, all you can do is kind of like slow them down, try to stand in front of them, but if they ain't like an F-150 or something like that, you're in trouble, you know? They ain't a nice little upper armor, you know, little hard-duty vehicle, you're in trouble, you know? But as far as that 300-mile run, he was going in and out of traffic. He enjoyed that. I mean, him doing something, you know, nice for someone was just a cherry on top. But I'm pretty sure he was like, y'all don't have to pay me for the day. Y'all don't have to pay me for the day. I got paid.
Okay.
I got paid. I was able to do 150 miles.
Something else that happened good a couple of days ago. Now, Marty, me and you, we both got kids, and we know that when they get of age, we want to give them a car. So there's another car enthusiast channel that I follow on YouTube called Daily Driven Exotics. And Damon is the CEO, and he bought now his daughter is 18, I believe. She's already moved out and everything, got her own job. And she came to her dad like, Dad, like, I need some more money. For whatever reason. And he was like, well, how about you come work for me over at Daily Driven Exotics? Now, in order for his daughter to work with him, she needs a supercar. And what did Damon do? Damon went out and bought his 18-year-old daughter a Lamborghini. And seeing her cry on camera like that made me cry. And I'm not even her dad.
it did something to me on the inside. But I'm glad that Damon, being the dad that he is, owning all of these supercars, he took time out to buy her another car, which is a Lamborghini, so that she could start working for him and making money. I thought that was really sweet.
I only got one question. Do you have the contacts with Damon? Because I want to know if you want to adopt stuff. No, I know,
okay.
I'm not a child. I have a childlike aura. A childlike aura about myself. You know, so if you really want to adopt me, I mean, it really wouldn't take much, you know. You know, just maybe a Benz or a Lamborghini. It really wouldn't take much for you to adopt me. So I don't know about y'all.
No, I can go for an 18-year-old. I can definitely go for an 18-year-old. Be like, hey, I'm 18. I don't have a car. Like, I can't get from point A to B.
Please
help me. Why? Who? Okay. I'll definitely take that.
I thought that was really sweet. It got me thinking, like, what I need to do in my bank
that
account
is
to make sure that Tristan gets a car when he turns 16. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. I thought that was really sweet for DDE and Damon doing that for his daughter. You guys, we got about 6 more minutes left until the end of the show. Tavy, do you have any last remarks?
Oh, man, today has been awesome on the show. And I pray that everybody that's listening in, I hope y'all got something from it. I hope it made you laugh. I mean, I hope it made your day, you know. And keep everybody in prayer, and I pray that y'all stay prayed up. Stay hustling, stay doing your thing, you know. Don't give up, okay, because I know some people, they get low and stuff, and trust me, I've been in that spot. But do not give up on yourself. Don't even give up on others, you know, that you feel like you're trying to help and they're not, you know, trying to take that help, but just keep doing what you're doing. You know, God will bless you in the end. And make sure y'all get y'all rest tonight, okay? Because I'm really big on that. All right? And, and stay healthy, okay? Stay healthy, y'all.
And
that's all I
have to
say
for
tonight.
Follow you on social media.
Oh, you can follow me on IG, which is at TavySoWavy. And also on Facebook, my artist page is Tavy, T-A-V as Victor, Y as a Yarn. My other Facebook name would be Octavia Jordan, you know. But I would say hit my artist page up. And also on Twitter, official Tavy, okay. And yeah, especially on YouTube, also got that as Tavy. So that's how you can hit me up.
I'm Elicio, a.k.a. KS, the legend according to Marty. You can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter. And Facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1. If you need the link to this show or to any of the pages, definitely inbox me and I can send you Tavy's links as well as my link as well as Marty's link. Marty, do you have any last remarks, bro?
Look, if you want to follow me, people, I'm Marty the Greatest on everything. Just one word, Marty the Greatest on everything. Anything you can think of. If bird mail, it's Marty the Greatest on bird mail. So even if you want bird mail, it's Marty the Greatest on everything. Just go ahead, follow me, shoot me a message. I write songs. I'm an artist. I'm pretty much everything. A motivational speaker. You know, I'm blessed. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But look, enough of that. We are happy for you all to come and join us. We're glad y'all came and joined us tonight. We hope that y'all enjoyed listening to us having these combos as much as we enjoyed having them. And look, we are going to be back here next week. We have a guest, and we are going to be ready to have another off-the-rail, crazy, fun, smiling, any other adjective you could think about, Tom. But until then, I want you to pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candid combos. Alicia?
Alicia,
Amen. You guys, we're going to close out with God's Warrior called Go Hard. And you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Go hard for Christ. And make sure that you clock in on time. Amen. Let's get it.
Sure.
Yo. And you will be my witnesses after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Acts 1 and 8. Straight out the dungeons of my dark past, to a place of redemption, it was a hard task. Snatch me out of the burning fire my God has, pick me up and turn me around before the car crashed. Christ died at death, but he broke the chains and he rescued me. His truth made me free, told the devils not to mess with me. You can talk, but it won't face me, my God. I aim to please, I fight best on my knees. I decrease, he increase. I don't want him to see me, cause flaws is all that they will see. I'd rather they see G-O-D, he's the one they really need. Had the money, cars, clothes, shows, fame, and greed. I'd rather have the one that gave his last breath so I can breathe. It's serving my energy, the praise and the worship, and doing his ministry. Catch me out in the street, loving the broken and preaching and witnessing. I love all my enemies. It's hard to do, it's for him delivering me. He's forgiven me, took all of my sin and faith, he delivered me. Of his truth, I wasn't cognizant. But his truth, I cannot argue with. To save me, shedding blood is our hardy win. I do this for an audience of one, like Carson Wentz. Flying high like the Philly Eagles, drowning in his perfect love, so I don't fear no evil.
I don't,
since I can't take nothing with me from this earth of people.
Yeah.
I'ma introduce him to the hero, but Christ, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard. Hey, but Jesus, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard. And caring what they say, man, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard. Hey, but Jesus, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard. For Christ, I go hard. This is more than a rap album. Trying to advance his kingdom, not black power. Lack of submission is the reason we lack power. Every 24 hours on a mission like Jack Bauer. It's not by might, nor by power. So I'm trusting in the spirit in these last hours. Searching for a savior, we look past hours. Silly thought we were redeemable like cash vouchers. I'm just blunt, the truth hit me so hard. You think I threw the first punch. His presence I couldn't feel, his glory I couldn't touch. I surrendered to his word and his spirit came like a rush. Jesus, the realest friend that I have. He's the only reason I put the pen to the pad. I'll never stop hitting the block till they know him. In this ring I go hard like Rocky Balboa. Go hard, go hard,